Hello, this is Dr. Angela. Today we're going to talk about the brain and addiction. Let me begin by saying that the healthy human brain is wired to addict us to healthy behaviors. In fact, we cannot survive without forming habit or addictive patterns. These are patterns that are self-repeating, self-reinforcing, that move into the automatic or at least semi-automatic range and operate relatively subconsciously, if not almost unconsciously. Let me take a really simple example. When you come to a red light, if you're driving, that is, you put on the brake, or many of you do, and you don't stop to think about, wait, what does this red light mean? Why is it here? How do I slow this car down? Should I move my foot? There isn't time for that. You will have run the red light, and I hope nothing else. You step on the brake pretty much automatically. And that is because your brain is able to learn essential behaviors and valuable behaviors, survival-oriented and at least efficiency-oriented behaviors, to help you live, to help you survive. Unfortunately, the very wiring that allows us to take on good habit or addictive patterns is also the function that sometimes runs awry. This is the function that can allow us to become addicted to drugs or alcohol or various behaviors. For some of you, sex. For some of you, spending money or hoarding things or emotional patterns or even to relationships themselves. We can become addicted. Now, most of the time, the addiction treatment field just thinks of addiction as a troubled pattern, and that the word addiction always refers to that. I'm going to say addiction is both positive and negative, and when it's a troubled pattern, it's a problem addiction. The brain is wired to support an addiction, whether that addiction is positive or negative, a problem or not. The brain is wired to build in and reinforce and make more and more powerful an addiction. At a certain point, and I've seen this in the thousands of people I've worked with who are suffering from problem addictions, at a certain point, the addiction wants to take over. The wiring, the addictive pattern, wants to run the brain and thus the person. I want to go on here after the break and talk about how some of you have come into this experience and where you are now. Thanks.